He's a scholar, and we had invited him to give a little talk. And he narrated to us a very amazing story about a sinful man. He was traveling with a group of actors, and he was accustomed to, after the theater plays, to associate with ladies who had come to the theater play and admired his acting and dancing and so on. So he was a very, I think you would call him a licentious person, a person who exploited ladies for his sense gratification. So once it so happened that he came to a village just near with his theater troupe, and he saw, after he had finished his performance, he saw a lady at the well drawing water and was so infatuated by her beauty that he followed her, and she sometimes looked back, and he saw this, she saw this very bad person going after her with clearly immoral intentions, and she ran to her house and told her husband that this man is following me with bad intentions. So the husband said, why don't we go to Guru Maharaj? And they left through a back entrance to the house. They went to the Jamuna, but when they looked back, they saw this man, this lusty person, walking after them. So the husband said to all the boatsmen, don't take him over the Jamuna, and gave them even rupees. Don't take them. This man is a criminal, and he is following my wife with bad intentions. So then they went to the Guru Maharaj on the other side of the Jamunaji and talked. And after some time, Guru Maharaj said, now let us take prasadam. So when they sat down in the room to take prasadam, they saw not two plates, they saw three plates. First, they didn't think it's for the guru, because the guru never ate together with other people. But they wondered, maybe it's for the servant of Guru Maharaj. They said, Guru Maharaj, for whom is the third plate? Well, it's for that person outside the window. Look at him. And there was this lusty man. He was dripping wet. He had crossed the Yamuna by swimming. But he was now in a different mindset. He sang Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he came and he sat down and he was served prasadam. This transformative effect is, everyone can feel who comes to the Dham, and who comes in contact with the dust, Yamunaji or Giriyaj. It is said in the scriptures, when you are in bad consciousness in the Dham, when you are materialistic, you must roll in the dust and pray to Giriyaj, and it will go. Your problems will go. I suggest you try it, but maybe not so publicly, and don't put it on Instagram when you roll. It's more for Krishna and you. The contact with the dust, with Yamuna and Giriraj, has amazing effects. You must, I still remember when we opened the Giriraj, this retreat center. In the evening, Bhurijan Prabhu gave an unforgettable lecture that my notebook has arrived by now? I said, it has. And he did say, really in an insistent way, he stayed with this point for 5 minutes. He said, Giri, Krishna is a person, Radha is a person. You can approach them as persons. They are there, they are hearing you, they are seeing you. And he, in New York English, you would say he hammered his point. In other words, he made it very clear. And, for the end of this, I want to say, learn to act personally with Giri Raj. This is where the Govardhan Retreats Center can maybe do the greatest service for your life, that you are convinced while you stay here to take Krishna as a person and to act personally with him. It's not fair to you if I, you know, speak absent-minded to you. So allow me, I just need to find, there's so much nectar in here. Here, found it. So, what this means, my dear devotees, is that when something is going on in your life, you can tell it to Giri Raj. You can sit before Giri Raj and open your heart to him. Say, Giri Raj, I'm suffering from this problem. And you will get answers because Giri Raj is a person. Now, he will only reveal this to you when you are acting personally to him. It's almost like when you have a Giri Raj Shila. I know a few of you have Giri Raj Shilas, and I know that a few of you don't worship him regularly, but I also know that some of you worship him regularly. And you know, when you worship Giri Raj, when you deal with him personally, when you bring water to him and you decorate him, you feel there is a relationship. And you also feel when you neglect your worship and you don't do it because you're overwhelmed by maybe little time or whatever reason, you know how he goes back in the distance. Giri Raj is a person and he's ready to make personal relationships with you. And I would like to read now a little about how Giri Raj acted personally with his different devotees. I will read to you a verse from Padyavali, which is a compilation of verses which Rupa Goswami had put together in order to please Govinda Dev, his beloved deity. Rupa Goswami had once seen a person standing for an hour and singing beautiful verses to Govinda Dev, and he, with his spiritual visions, saw how Govinda appreciated it, this deity. And he came to him afterwards and said, but this person was a Mayavadi. He doesn't believe in your personal, the personhood. Govinda answers, but I like kavya, I like poetry, and you never offer any poetry to me. So then Rupa Goswami thought, I have to change this. And he collected the best works of poetry in this book Padyavali, and it was read to Govindaji. And one tells us about the different relationships of Giri Raj with his devotees. I will read this to you. Satrashati Yashodaya Priyaguna
Pritekshanam Radhaya Nagne Balava Sunobi Sarabasam Sambhavitat Morjitae Bitanandita Vismitena Vishamam Nandena Chalakita Payadvakarapatmasu Stitamaha Shaila Salilo Hari. So when Krishna, so here we hear how Krishna related to his different devotees so personally when he was together with Giriraj. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan, Yashoda, due to her overflowing parental feelings, looked at her son with fear and distress in her heart. She was so afraid. Can you imagine what was her fear? Are you listening or are you enjoying the atmosphere? Yes, that he would not be able to hold and the mountain would fall down. I mean, you can see on internet a Japanese weightlifter who has the weight up there and then zack, his arm gives in and the weight comes down and his arm gets so painfully dislodged. It just, it's horrible to see. I don't recommend it for children. So Yashoda felt, what if the mountain is so heavy and it pressurizes my darling little boy? So she had fear that the mountain would fall down from her Kanaya's small hand. And she had mental distress from wondering how her weak little boy could hold up such a huge mountain. Now Radha looked differently on Krishna. Sri Radha beheld her beloved with eyes full of intense love, admiring his unlimited qualities. Radha must have thought, Krishna is a Dila Lalita. He's so playful, he's so skillful, he's so intelligent in our discussions and so on. But now look at him. He's lifting a huge mountain and holding him on the little pinky of his left hand. So there were also others there. There were naked little cowherd boys. They blissfully looked upon their friend and they said, we can also hold up Govardhan. And they were showing off their strengths and they pushed their sticks against the underside of the mountain. I know that Krishna once said to Madhu Mangal, why don't you scratch Giriraj's belly a little bit from under his side. So here, the cowherd boy said, we can hold up Govardhan, and they were showing off their strengths by pushing their sticks, these little naked boys, against the underside of the mountain. Sri Nanda Maharaj, the king of Braja, looked on with a variety of emotions. There was fear. There was pride. Why was Nanda Maharaj proud? He was thinking, this is my boy. My boy. And astonishment. So this is what Maharaj Nanda thought. My 7-year-old son is holding up a 7-mile-long mountain. I don't know what will happen. Therefore, he felt fear. But at the same time, he was proud and happy. He thought, oh, Brajavasis, look at how strong my son is. He has held up this enormous mountain now for 7 long days continuously. Indeed, he was also wonderstruck. Vismita means astonished. He said, only Bhagavan can perform such a feat. I don't know how my little Lala could do this. And then Sri Shonoko, who has written this, ends his verse. He says, may that Sri Krishna who easily held up Giriraj with his left lotus hand, and at the same time was absorbed in playing the flute, protect you all. He also played his flute while doing it. It was not a difficult task for him. So yes, just like Krishna was relating to Yashoda in one way, to Radha in another way, to the naked little cowherd boys in yet another way, and he was relating to Nanda Maharaj in another way, and they had different relationships with him. Giriraj can also relate to all of us in a multiple personal way. But in the most common, what is most common is that Giriraj, in the mood of a devotee, is happy when another devotee turns to him for help. Have you seen this? When you have a serious question to a devotee, he is not unhappy when you come. He feels here is an opportunity to serve another devotee. And he is there for us. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, we should learn how to associate with the devotees of the Lord. And one of the ways in which we can associate is we can talk about our obstacles and we can ask him for advice. The devotee will say, yesterday I gave up sense gratification like this. And then when he will talk to us, we will think, oh, today I will also do this. I will get up earlier a little bit. I will chant other rounds, my rounds, and in this way. On a final note, before we request Bhujan Prabhu to talk, is I would like to say personally to you something. This is a small, intimate gathering of devotees, and I know most of you, and you know me. Perhaps you know that I chant extra rounds during the month of Kartik, and if you would ask me about what I know about chanting extra rounds, what I have experienced, not the concepts, not the philosophy, but what have you seen? I want to tell you one thing. We hear that Krishna is in the holy name, but of course, and we hear that he is the holy name, but of course, that is something which our conditioned mind cannot think, this concept, not this idea. It's something which our ears cannot hear, our conditioned ears. It's something which we can't see when we say Hare Krishna. We may not be able to see Krishna before us. It's so much beyond us that Rupa Goswami says, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhavat Grayam Indriye. Our senses, including the mind, are not equipped to deal with this reality, to see or perceive Krishna as being there in the holy name. Now, if you chant many extra rounds, you will find out that you can't do it in a mechanical way, in an unrealized way, and you will have only one question. How can I come closer to Krishna with my chanting? Otherwise, I cannot chant extra rounds. I can't maintain this. It is too difficult, and my mind develops psychological deformities, because how can the mind
stay with one vibration and there is no taste the whole day. It is not, you will get something like idiosyncrasies. You will be psychologically, it is, you're playing with fire when you do this. So the question is how? There's only one way in which you can approach this task. It is, as Rupa Goswami says, Sevan Mukhe. You have to turn to Krishna with a sincere desire to serve. And what this means practically, beyond all concepts, you have to surrender. You have to get on your belly. You have to really pray, my dear Lord, I'm an imitation devotee. I'm not a devotee. My heart is not purified. I cannot see you. This is the terrible fact which I have to face now. But please, you are known for your quality of being compassionate. I now don't care about my pleasure in this. I offer this as my sacrifice to you. And when you come in this very, very desperate mood, then you can, all of a sudden, the doors of Vrindavan open to you. Vrindavan is for servants. Vrindavan is not for dull people. Vrindavan is not for people who are enjoyers. Vrindavan is for servants. If you don't do this sacrificing service, you know, the surrendered service to Krishna, you may try to survive by distracting yourself with pizzas, small talks, shopping, or trying to be at every opportunity, at every katha, at every kirtan. But you will not get into this mystical place called Vrindavan Dham. And but if you surrender, if you, before going to bed, just say, Krishna, Radha, Giriraj, please accept me as I am. Please help me. If you surrender like this, you can wake up the next morning as an enlightened soul, practically, as it goes so fast. You're rewarded. But if you don't, it's almost like going to our place in, you know, where we were today. You remember the, yeah, in the forest? You had to climb under the fence. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You can only get there when you bow down, mister, and bow down, sister. Otherwise, you can't get there. This is an analogy. It is a metaphor. It's an image of how to enter Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we will request Purijam Bhutta to enlighten us.